Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Our Gospel lesson for this morning comes from John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Here ends our gospel lesson.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, here we are, guys. Destiny, we have just welcomed you into the kingdom of God through your baptism. Powerful stuff. Landon and Brooklyn, you are continuing on your journey that began with your baptisms long ago. And today you have affirmed the commitments to the faith that your parents and godparents made for you. Yours back in the day, when you were just little ones. For all of you, the Holy Spirit has moved through communities of faith, generations of believers, and the church throughout the world to bring you to this specific moment here today. God has moved heaven and earth for you, and God has done a new thing in your lives. We gratefully celebrate this moment. It's a wonderful day. As I mentioned earlier, today is also Reformation Sunday. This is the Sunday when we remember that God woke the church and the world up to the true gospel. That we are saved by God's gracious love through our faith, regardless of how good or bad we have been. The humble monk turned professor, Martin Luther, saw the spiritual trauma, financial exploitation, and false teaching of the Roman Catholic Church of his day, and could stay silent no longer. 502 years ago this week, he called for a debate on the practice of selling indulgences when he posted his famous 95 Theses to the church door in Wittenberg. We actually have had them posted outside of our church door for 2 years in honor of the 500th, and I'm thinking I'm going to get around to taking them down this year. But you can find them free of charge, printed PDFs all over the place. So, but when he did this, posted these 95 theses, the church would never be the same. It would soon be found out that it was wrong to teach and preach, that a person could buy their way into heaven. And it was doubly sinful for the church to say that it could sell entrance into eternal life. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ and in Christ alone. Not Jesus and the Pope, Jesus and your wallet, or even Jesus and your good deed for the week. None of us can make it to heaven on our own, but all of us are offered a place there freely through the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. This is the gospel which should never have been hidden and was thankfully opened up and shared with the world through the audacity of our previously unknown German scholar and challenger of the church. Now, thinking about both baptism and the true gospel of God's grace, we come to our reading from the Gospel of John for this week. In it, we hear the often repeated scripture verse, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This phrase is often used to refer to truth as an abstract, objective concept. You know, something like, If you have understanding, then you will be free. But Jesus meant something far more personal and specific than that. Earlier in the Gospel of John, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus himself is the truth. So when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," he was saying, "And you shall know me, and I will set you free. You shall know me, and I will set you free." Jesus himself is our great liberator from sin, death, and the devil. Powerful stuff. Now, our confirmands and our baptized one are all seniors this year, about to graduate high school and head on to the next steps in the world. Each of you has talked to me about going to college and what the future might hold for you. And even if you have the clearest idea of what you want to do and where you want to go, I'm sad to say, you really have no way of knowing for sure how your future will pan out. It's not a surprise to you, is it? We simply cannot know with 100% certainty what waits for us in the future. So in light of the great unknowns that lie before us, many of us get anxious and fearful about our tomorrows. We try to plan ahead, save up, work extra hard today so that tomorrow we maybe, just might, have it a bit easier because of our efforts. We worry. We plan. We work to make ourselves worthy. We struggle. And we do our best to endure on our own. But sisters and brothers, you shall know Jesus, and he will set you free. The great promise to us in our scriptures for today is that we are not called to find our own perfection, make ourselves worthy of heaven, or earn a place in the kingdom. Jesus has done that for us and calls us to freely trust that God has secured our salvation already. We do not need to climb a ladder up to heaven because the Son of God descended to earth and brought the kingdom with him. We do not need to make ourselves perfect in the eyes of God, as though that were even possible, because Christ became our perfection for us. And we do not need to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. We are simply called to trust that it is in God's hands. Our worries, our anxieties, our despair, our planning, even our work will not make our lives whole or complete. But our faith in God will. Indeed, our faith is the only thing that has made anyone whole. I thought it fitting, since our confirmants have been on so many of our church ski trips, that I use an analogy of mountains and slopes to describe the Christian life that they have committed to today. I see Landon nodding. He appreciates this already. Christian life is like putting on a pair of skis or binding a snowboard to your boots for the first time and then learning as you go. As you start on your life of faith, you are probably pretty eager for the experience, seeing people flying down the mountain all around you and having a blast. You want to have that experience too. You want to experience that Christian faith that makes your heart glad and gives your life meaning. You want to be like the person who pops off the lift, starts bombing down the mountain right away, hits a huge jump, does a backflip and a 360, only to land perfectly, ride up to the lift and do it all over again, right? So you struggle to get your ski or board bindings just right, and you expect immediately to ride like that. But As soon as you manage to stand for the first time, you go all of 5 feet and fall right away. And I'm not talking about a glorious, viral, video-worthy fall. I'm talking about a pathetic, pride-killing, crumple in front of everyone kind of fall. It happens. It is hard to learn to ski, and it is hard to learn to trust God with your whole being. Eventually, you make it back on your feet. You might make it a little further down the mountain. Maybe you fall again in the process, maybe not. You do not yet ride fast or smooth, but you keep going. And you start to get a feel for what your life of faith will feel like and what it is to trust in your Creator. Start to feel like, I can do this. It will be okay. Then, oh no. You come to the next ridge, and the way forward looks a whole lot steeper and scarier than you thought it would. And you think to yourself, death! If I ski any farther, I will die. There's no way I can continue. You freeze up, thinking that it is better that you not do anything than risk attracting the evil that lies ahead of you. Like the many forces in this world that seek to draw us away from God. It is like the pain of feeling betrayed by a friend, feeling like you cannot win on the field or in the classroom, feeling that you are unloved, or even worse, unlovable. Feeling like the world is just a cold place that has no concern for your well-being. These are the experiences that test your faith and make you feel like you want to freeze and not believe in a good and loving God anymore. These are the sorts of stumbling blocks that the evil one puts in our way to make us have more fear than faith, more trepidation than trust. The devil wants us to be stuck in the middle of the mountain, frozen by fear, because he wins when we lose. Yet, despite our failures of our faith, God still calls us forward and leads us down the mountain. We do not die as we once feared. As you carry on your faith, it is like going down the mountain for the second time. A little faster, a little more secure than the first time, then a third, and a fourth, and so on and so on. After enough experiences in the faith, you begin to trust in God like those other skiers on the mountain that you once admired. It is part of you. Sure, you still will be gripped by the fear that freezes you in the middle of the hill the first time down from time to time. But you learn to trust in God beyond your fear. You know that God's promises to you are greater than the devil's doubts. You trust that you will find God in your experience of riding the mountain, even when you are not seeing God at the moment. Because you have found God there before, then you know and trust that you will again. Brooklyn, Destiny, Landon, and all the faithful gathered here. We do know the truth, Jesus Christ, and he does indeed set us free. And as we are freed again and again, over and over, our faith in our Savior leads us to trust that we can conquer mountain after mountain our whole lives long. The life of faith is a wonderful thing, and we gladly share it with one another here today. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website, at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor.